Earth and Sky.
You should be able to have affordable health care coverage no matter where you live, what your age is, what illnesses you may have. You should have affordable, quality health care coverage.
You're listening to Artis Hoven, Chair-Elect of the American Medical Association, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Hoven will take office as AMA Chair in June of 2010. She spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar in September 2009 about what the AMA sees as needed changes to reform health care and about spiraling medical costs.
Dr. Hoven, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
There's been an active debate in the U.S. over health care on questions such as the right to health care, access, fairness, efficiency, cost, and its quality. What's your position on health care in America today?
The American Medical Association is working very hard to make sure that health system reform is accomplished for our patients and the dedicated physicians that provide their care. Clearly, in this country, we have 46 million people who are uninsured, and that is unacceptable. The status quo must change. We must move ahead. It is too costly not to move ahead, and we have to look at many elements in health system reform in order to accomplish this.
Well, what's the biggest change that should be made to the health care system today in the U.S.?
All Americans in this country should have affordable health care coverage of good quality, which allows them choice so that they can go out and pick the doctor they want to see to take care of them. There are families out there right now who are worried whether or not they're going to be able to afford health care coverage or health insurance. And with the job situation the way it is in this country right now, the fear of losing a job is causing a great deal of stress and strain on the American people.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions that you think people have about health care?
Well, what has happened is that, as you probably are aware, and for yourself as well, healthcare is very personal. And when we begin to hear that something may be taken away from us or that something else may get in the way of my relationship as a patient to my doctor, I become fearful. That is the sort of myth that we need to get removed. That relationship, that space between the doctor and the patient must be maintained, and that is a protected, sacred space. And as physicians, we are doing everything we can do to protect that space.
Some have blamed hospitals and doctors for spiraling costs to patients, that doctors earn more money by doing costly interventions than by keeping people healthy. What's your response to that?
Well, we do have to address the cost issue in this country, but there are many moving parts to cost for all of us involved. Now, when we talk about costs, the American Medical Association has been working on this for some time in trying to bend the cost curve. Let us look at providing value, what really makes a difference, what works, what doesn't work. And the patients and the doctor need to talk about the benefits of a procedure, the benefits of a medication, what work may not, what may not work. But we must have it in a real-time fashion, the information that allows us to make those decisions. We also have an increasing number of Americans who are living longer and whose health care demands are greater. So we have to balance that as well.
What steps should Congress take to reform health care?
Well, first and foremost, we need to address the universal coverage issue, the 46 million uninsured, and making sure all Americans have access to quality health care. That is the imperative, first and foremost. We do have to address the cost issue, and this will be addressed at many levels, hospitals, pharmacy, the medical profession itself, you name it. We do have to look at all of those elements. We need to talk about medical liability reform. Doctors in this country practice defensive medicine for fear of being sued. And it is real dollars, real money. Doctors want to practice the best, highest quality care they can and do it the right way. Let's get rid of this onerous medical liability that hangs over our head. And the other part of this is insurance reform. Pre-existing conditions which prohibit people from getting or purchasing health insurance or health coverage is unacceptable. in this country. Let's get some of this regulatory stuff out of the way so that not only the doctors but the patients who fight to get their coverage paid for or get their care paid for can get by this. People with cancer, people fighting cancer, shouldn't be fighting the insurance company at the same time.
What do you see as the biggest barrier to making some of these changes?
Well, I do believe that we have to come to common ground. This is not a Democratic issue. This is not a Republican issue. This is a patient issue. Let's come to the common ground. Let's talk about what works for the American people, get rid of the politics, and get on with what needs to be accomplished.
Dr. Hovind, thank you very much for taking this time to speak with us today. What's the most important thing that you want people today to know about health care?
That you should be able to have affordable health care coverage, no matter where you live, what your age is, what illnesses you may have. You should have affordable, quality health care coverage.
You've been listening to Dr. Ardis Hovind, Chair-Elect of the American Medical Association. Dr. Hovind specializes in the fields of internal medicine and infectious disease. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.